here for the fixins'. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, we're gonna have a lot of fixins'?
We're gonna have so many fucking fixins' up in this motherfucker. This shit's gonna go through the roof, man. Ooh. God damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
Soldier Boy Dre. Oh, we made it. Turn me up just a little bit in the headphone. Worldwide, international. Nigga, we made it. Hey, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, damn, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, we made it. Hey, nigga, we made it. Hey, we made it. Yeah, she said she working for Walgreens, but not in the store at the head office. The hair was so good, it makes sense why you work at the head office. In 2007, I sat in the lobby of Motown and waited. Now I walk into the building and go off like, nigga, we made it. When I walk through these halls, man, this beat should be playing. I just came to make sure you not missing no payments. Not turning shit down while I issue my statement. It needed a moment of silence. Nigga, we made it. You fly out your lady, I fly out my latest. Bitches can't front on a kid anymore, man, they know what my name is. And if by chance she don't know who I am, she just know that I'm famous. I'ma just hand her a business card and say, nigga, we made it. And she gotta come through the hotel and pop it off for me. Then she go text her best friend like, girl, he got some good dick and money. Her friend hit her back like, I know that already, that nigga's amazing. Then I send a message to both of their asses like, nigga, we made it.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hey, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, damn, we made it. Nigga, we made it. We made it. Hey, nigga, we made it. Hey, we made it. Yeah. If they with me, just know that they with it and bought it. If I said it, I meant it, there's no way around it. OVO reps up, man, P-Rain is next up, why she way go crazy. When Baka came home for the holidays, I was like, nigga, we made it. And all of those lawyer fees, nigga, I paid it. My family get all of my loyalty, all of my patience. My life for your life, man, I wouldn't trade it. I would just look at you dead in your face and say, nigga, we made it. I swear that we made it. Sell off the ting, I'm a king in Jamaica. But I've been on that wave, that's why this shit, I tell ya, I don't need no favors.
Damn, Soulja Boy, stun on them haters.
And my resolution for New Year's is, nigga, we made it. You don't know how long I waited. I could have been waiting on tables. My karma's amazing. I'm out in the Caymans. Rented a 12-bedroom house just to sleep all the women we came with. That's ignorant, ain't it? Sometimes I question myself when I think about the pictures I painted. Then I pick up my brush and I sign at the bottom like, nigga, we made it.
Hey, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey. Damn, we made it. I remember standing in the hood, telling my partner and my mama, everything gonna be all good. Nigga, we made it. Damn, I'm up in Las Vegas. Damn, I never was supposed to have shit. Now my life is lavish. Every night fucking a bad bitch. Nigga, we made it. Copping a Lambo cab, the Bentley two times I crashed. Nigga, we made it. Look at them
them niggas they hate it. I look a nigga in the face and say, nigga, we made it. Soulja Boy, stunt on them haters. In these days, I don't need no favors. Hey, nigga, we made it.
You already know, man. Phone call back to the old hood, see what's going on.
Oh yeah, welcome back. Oh, it's been only a week. Welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Yes, oh God, it's only 1 hour till you get home from just rush hour traffic and everything going on in your life. Who cares? All right, go crack a brew, do something, sit at the bar, chill. You know what I'm saying? Get your mani-pedi. We're doing this big, okay? It's been a wonderful, wonderful day in the neighborhood. How dare you say anything opposite of that thought? Hello, my name is Remick Benice, and welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers, live here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Stand by for a little station identification and some business. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com is a freeform radio station. If you'd like to sponsor a show on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. If you'd like to sponsor a show, please sponsor a show. If you'd like to sponsor RadioFreeBrooklyn.com as a whole, please do that. You can set something up. We are friendly like that, okay? Wonderful. So, once again, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Thank you for supporting freeform radio. Now, back to the show. Yes, son! So, we back in here. Brooklyn, Bushwick. Oh, we're in Osama bin Laden's cave. He hasn't done much with the place. He haven't seen the dude for a while. Whatever. It has been a day of extraordinary proportions in the news. Yes. All right. Where does one begin with the day? Okay. Well, there was this thing that we're going to start with. It begins by the words... I don't know. Bill O'Reilly is gone. Well, he's not dead, but he's taking his millions and he's taking his talents to the couch. That couch that he shall be alone with forever and ever. Amen. That's right. Apparently, the people at Fox News were like, you know what? You're costing us money. And when you cost us money, it's time for you to go, motherfucker. It's time for you to go. So congratulations, Bill. We hardly knew you. Good. There you go. Why don't you go write a bill called Killing Bill? Sit on couch, man. Go write some more children's stories. You know what I'm saying? Or how I used to grope them, like back in the day. Man, oh well. But you had a nice run. And you still got paid. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to jail. Oh, man. So what have we learned, kid? White man wins. But that would have been a big day as a whole, just on that story alone. But wait, there's more. Holy cow. From the depths of Shaolin, we go to the penitentiary system. Lo and behold, there was once a man who had $40 million contract. But lo, he just wanted to live that gangster life. And he shot and killed somebody just because he could. Lo and behold, the state didn't like that. And his team kicked him off. And then he got life in prison. He got really sad. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to take the life out of life in prison. And he took his life. You know, I know I'm saying this in jest, but this is terrible. But Aaron Hernandez is no longer with us. He is he's a free spirit. He's out there, man. He's out there. It's so sad. Anyway, to his family, you know what I'm saying? I send my condolences, but for real, man, you live that life. It is what it is. It's tough, man. I don't wish jail upon anybody. I don't want to go to jail myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I will be, snitching on anybody. But if it came down to, like, you know, me going to jail and then protecting the honor and code of the streets, fuck these streets. These streets get new asphalt every damn summer. So whatever. I am going to set myself free every day of my life. Whatever. I ain't trying to hear none of that garbage. Whatever. So Aaron Hernandez takes his life on the same day that his former team, the New England Patriots, visit the White House, so that they can meet the head of Egg in Chief, El Trompito del Tangerino. Yeah, and that was fun. You know, I guess Aaron Hernandez was just dying to meet El Trumpito. Oh, that was terrible. Too soon? No, it's too late. It's over, son. It's over. That's all I got to say about that. Moving on. And then the day could have just sat right there. It would have been like, man, that's just two ball busters. But wait, there's more. Holy cow. From the depths of Instagram. Oh, is that Serena Williams? Oh, is she posing in a canary yellow bikini? What's going on with her belly? Oh, clearly she's going to Carl's Jr.'s and eating way too much burgers. Oh, what's that you say? She's 20 weeks pregnant. Damn, son. Oh, God. Yeah. For anybody who had the pull that she was about 20 weeks pregnant and you weren't the first to impregnate her, congratulations. You won and lost at the same time. That's right. Serena Williams. Yeah, she's no longer part of the pullout gang. So shout out to Serena Williams. No longer part of the pullout gang. Oh, my God. Serena Williams. We hardly knew her. Oh, anytime someone leaves the pullout gang, Skeet gets its wings. That's right. So shout out to Serena. Shout out to Carmelo Anthony, who doesn't also believe in pulling out, allegedly. So apparently Carmelo Anthony does know how to run the triangle, just not with his wife. Apparently he allegedly had an affair with a dancer of which does not dance at Alvin Ailey, but probably dances somewhere at, Sin City, Sue's Rendezvous. Rest in peace, Sue's Rendezvous. We love you, man. And scores. So Mello and Lala Anthony are separated, and the papers are saying it's amicable, but due to the fact that Anthony allegedly impregnated the stripper, oh, well, amicable my ass. Anyway, so, boom, shout-outs to you, Mello. Boom. Because whenever Skeet, and whenever somebody leaves the pullout gang, a Skeet loses his wing. So, oh, boom. We ding ding for them Skeet wings. Skeet wings, Skeet wings. Oh, man. No, so sad, so sad. If anybody would like to call in to the show, please, by all means, at 718-928-9732. I'm going to go live on Facebook Live in about a second. I'm going to play a little music while I do. It's going to be just fun. Can't wait for the whole thing. You're going to love it. I'm going to love it. Man, I can't believe it. It's been a whole lot of today. You know what I'm saying? But we got a couple other things to cover, too. It's been wonderful weather in Brooklyn, you know, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all of us. Shout out to the weather. Shout out to the weatherman. Shout out to weather.com. Oh, my God. It's been a miraculous day. It's been a miraculous day. We just got past the Easter egg hunt on the White House lawn. We'll talk about that pretty soon. It was an all-white affair, more or less. And we will also be talking about our other dear departed friend, Sue's Rendezvous. Sue's Rendezvous, if you do not know, is a strip club in Mount Vernon, New York, where young boys become to be young gentlemen and learn the art and true stagecraft of how to tip while women twerk. It's a beautiful thing. But due to the fact that they'll run into a couple of legal issues, and due to the fact that the block gets hot around Mount Vernon because people like to, you know, fill people's guts up with a whole lot of hot lead and everything, they're shutting their doors down after 45 years. Man, I tell you, it's a shame. It's a shame. I tell you, if gentrification don't do it, the ghetto will. I'll tell you, they'll just shut stuff down. But we're going to be all right, man. We're going to be all right. I'm going to try to play something some tunes for you. We'll set this thing right, and we'll get back to you in about, who knows? Give me about, about 3.5 minutes or so. We'll see what happens. Oh, man. Tonight's weather, it's about 45 degrees, 45 to 51 degrees with cloudy skies in Brooklyn with chance of possible rain. And tomorrow should be about this damn same. Hey, man, I ain't Sam Champion. I do not do the weather. You do not come here for the weather. But we live. I do it for you because I care. Anyway, here's a little Sam Cooke for you, man. Oh, it's going down on Butt, Sweat, and Beers live on Radio Free Brooklyn. Stand by.
I was born ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Well, yeah. And that was the late, great Sam Cooke with Change Gonna Come. Like today, there was a whole lot of change in the Fox News. It was going down in the streets. What's up, Lonnie? Shout out to everybody on Facebook Live tuning into the show. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'll be here for the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about stuff. Clearly, I just wanted to just chill out and do nothing today. But the news just wouldn't stop. Everything was going on. Serena Williams pregnant. Let's see. It was not Bill O'Reilly, thank God. Let's see, Aaron Rodgers just couldn't get over the fact that he did not get an invitation to the White House. What do you want to talk about? Talk to me, folks. It is ridiculous. My God. Oh, boom. And clearly it's come to me. Just hand it over to me through the wire. We need to discuss this Popeye's chicken phenomenon that's sweeping Black America today. Okay, well, shout outs to my friend DJ Lon. Boom, doing it big on the ones and two. I'm Ficky. Okay, first of all, yes, there was a civil war on fried chicken, and Popeyes won. It beat out the colonel. They met at Appomattox Courthouse and everything. The colonel handed over a couple of chicken bones, and then we was Louisiana fast all day long. That's all I have to say about that. Look, if Popeyes is giving out 8 pieces of chicken for $5, sign me up. Every day of the week, it is what it is. Yes, I know chances are that's not real chicken. It's probably made from the stem cells of real chickens. Whatever, whatever. You know, did they also find the stem cells of deliciousness too? Well, then I'm doing that. Let's get it done. All right? So Popeyes, all right by me. You know, notice I'm saying this at this age. Now, if I was 70 years old, I'd be like, ooh, I sure remember the days I used to be able to walk around on my own 2 feet. Before I got the sugars and everything. But I speak to you because I stand on my own 2 feet, and I can say that Popeyes is delicious. We all right. You know, sometimes a Friday night can only go right if you have Popeyes and some Hennessy and, you know what I'm saying, some big booty twerking women. I'm just saying. I don't know how you like to have fun. I know how I do. It is what it is. The Lord know my heart. You know what I'm saying? Happy belated Easter to everybody, you know, and Passover, Rosh Hashanah, Lashana Tova, Mamse Marakusa, Rosh Mamboto, Arush, Arush Manadis. Anyway, yes, but Popeyes loves me some Popeyes. KFC, we all right. So what else you want to talk about? Let's see. If, ladies and gentlemen, if you are down for the Janet Jackson sweepstakes, it's now open again. Oh my God, Janet! You know, after 5 years of wedded bliss, allegedly, and one kid, Janet's like, no, I'm back in these streets. You know what I'm saying? You can't be holding my mama down like this. I'm a free woman. You know what I'm saying? And first of all, it's Janet, Miss Jackson, if you nasty, okay? You need to back up off me, all right? I'm not wearing no hijabs. I got hips. I'm a gorgeous woman. I need to be out in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to her baby hips. Oh, God. Mm. You know, she's 50, but I'd still do it. I don't care what you say. There's a couple women, you know what I'm saying, over the age of whatever their ages are. I would still do it. Like, Janet, 50? I don't see 50. I see, damn, that looks fine. Let's see. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan is 64. Shaka Khan puts some 20-year-olds to shame. So shout out to Shaka Khan. I feel for you. There you go. I will go through the fire and put my nuts where it belongs. I know that was wrong. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Oh man, what else is going on in the world, man? Today was just a banging news day. Just like every 2 seconds, there was something going on. Oh man, you know what? Before all that stuff's going on, I want to get back to this Mello story. Oh, Mello, man, rest in peace to the Pullout Gang, man. All right, one, I want to say rest in peace to Mello for leaving the Pullout Gang. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just do not like pulling out anymore. Clearly, I thought we was on the same squad. You know what I mean? You know, like, there's no way out of a situation, but sometimes it's okay to pull out. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right? So Carmelo Anthony clearly is all in on the triangle system because yeah, he's all up in there. I swear. You know, sometimes he likes to practice the triangle without Alala, and it happens. It happens, man. I don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, clearly he's trying to be a good student to Phil Jackson and show him, like, hey, I know how to run the triangle offense on and off the court. You know what I'm saying? With all-star players and with strippers. I do this, okay? Shout out to me. I am the man. I am the man. Oh, man, shout out to Ike. What's going on? Oh, Voodoo, shout out to you. Boom, see you all out here. I see you all out here. Man, shout out to Serena Williams for leaving the Pullout Gang. No more Pullout Gang for you, Serena. Oh, no more Pullout Gang for Serena Williams. Oh, man. If you thought you had a chance, that chance is now over. Serena Williams is now 20 weeks pregnant. That's right. That's right. Her and Beyonce no longer part of the Pullout Gang. Well, Beyonce was no longer the Pullout Gang a while ago. Now she's not pulling out two times. Oh, that's right. It's gonna be a race to see whose babies come out first. Let's see. It's gonna be like Serena Williams, Beyonce, or like Amal Habedin. That's what's her name? George Clooney's wife. Can't wait to see what's going on there. Oh man. Oh, Aaron Hernandez death. You know what? Boom. Aaron Hernandez, man. Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace, killer. What can you do, man? I know everybody says that's too soon, but you are what you are, brother. You know, first of all, that's why I don't keep cameras in my house. One, you know what I'm saying? Two, they're like, why you keep cameras in your house? Are you going to tell on yourself? Come on, B. Like, let's be real. Let's be real. Yeah, and for everybody who wants to go Hotep out there talking about, oh, he didn't hang himself, this and that, and da-da-da. No, I like, you don't know. You was in jail with him. Like, I'm not willing to go out there and put myself on a limb and defend Aaron Hernandez like he's Sandra Bland. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, the cops did this to Aaron Hernandez. Like, look, you signed a $40 million contract back in the day. You was the man on the squad. Okay, well, Gronk was the man on the squad, but you was the man too. You could have had it all, and you decided, no, I want to go thug life. You know, like, first of all, you could have been thug life. You could have just put on those little – those Thug Life animated shades that people put on Twitter and everything. You could have been Thug Life. You could have kept it as thug as that. But no, you was well vested into the vestiges of thuggerism, and you had to go shooting cat people allegedly. Well, not even allegedly. They found you, son. They found you. Oh man. And then you found out your squad was about to head to the White House. And then you was like, I could top that. I'm going to go head to the big house upstairs. Oh, son. Oh, son. That was so sad. Anyway, shout out to you. Rest in peace, man. Like, it's been tough. It's been tough. What can you do? Man. Hey, Alexis, how you doing? Great to see you. Mwah! Yeah, Aaron Hernandez. It's a sad situation. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know? You know who else? You know who didn't see Aaron Hernandez show up on die today? Tom Brady. That's right. He didn't see Aaron Hernandez pass away. He didn't go to the White House. That's right. Because Tom Brady has got more important things to do, like wash down his Uggs. I mean, you know, the man don't care. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's right. The man don't care. Serena hurt my heart. Serena hurts all our hearts. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still going to be lurking and looking at the booty, but it won't be the same. It ain't going to be the same, you know. It was almost like when Kerry Washington got pregnant, I was like, oh, man, oh, well, I'm going to rip up this lotto ticket. It's never going to happen. Back in the day when I was very young, I used to do this thing called my list of things to do. I know that sounds sexist, ladies. Please hold on. Just send all of the emails to buttsweatandbeards@gmail.com. It's okay. I'll read them there. But I used to have a list of things to do, and I used to hope and pray like maybe one day I'm gonna meet, you know what I'm saying, some fancy, gorgeous like starlets of Hollywood and everything like that, and just running through them like Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying. But no, alas, I'm still here. We're chilling. It's okay. God wants me humble. You know what I mean? God wants me humble, chilling with y'all. It's okay. We're doing this. Boo. Oh, man. But Serena looked good. She got 20 weeks pregnant. She was pregnant while she was playing in the Australian Open. Like, think about that. She won a tournament pregnant. I mean, she wasn't like preggers, but she was still pregnant. So it still counts. You know what I mean? So, man, shout out to the black woman. Dang. Woo. She's a freaking amazing. Boom. Oh, man. Got a random thought here. Let's see. Oh, shout out to Marcy. How you doing, Marcy? Great to see you. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. So I got a random thought. Why do fat girls think we're talking to them when we guys say we like thick women? You know what? It's okay. It's all right. Fat girls can stay. You know, fat girls can go. You know, it's okay to have a fat girl at the show. I'm all right with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I stay fat to protect myself from crazy bitches, as I always tell you. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's right. It's the truth. Some people are like, oh, Remick, you would be a steal. You know what I'm saying? If you just get the weight down. I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, I'm protecting myself from all you crazy broads out there. I've seen what happens with you broads. No, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, I mean, I still date. I guess mine. It's okay. You know, but you know, if I start looking super sharp out here, got women coming through my bathroom windows and everything like that. I don't need that type of loving. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I used to think like, oh, it'd be nice to get stalked. Nah, I'm good. No, I'd like to actually walk into my apartment in the darkness and know that there's nothing there but darkness. You know what I'm saying? I do not want somebody popping up like, hey, boo, I just thought I was just going to sit in your closet and maybe we can play, you know what I'm saying, Cards Against Humanity together. No, we're not. All right, I'm going to call the cops. You know what I'm saying? You're going to drink this tea. We're going to leave. What's up, Kiana? Good to see you. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. We are in the fortress talking that trash. Whatever you'd like to talk about, come on through. I got so much stuff to get through today. Man, oh, man. Oh, man. Boom. Once again, rest in peace. No, not Aaron Fernandez. Whatever. I don't know that dude. Rest in peace to Sue's Rendezvous, making true gentlemen in this world. I tell you, Sue's Rendezvous is a gentleman's club out in
What's his name? Mount Vernon, New York. Oh, shout out to Mount Vernon. Bang, bang, shoot him up, die slow all day. Boom. Apparently, Sue's Rendezvous is going down. That's right. Sue's Rendezvous to the fact that they can't afford to keep the doors open, which is crazy. How? That's impossible. You should be able to keep the doors open every day, Sue's Rendezvous. Hey, Mo, what's going on? Mwah. You look great out on the vacation. Lurking at your pictures. Anyway, but Sue's Rendezvous has decided, or the owners of Sue's Rendezvous has decided after 45 years to shut down the production due to the fact that they got some legal situations and people are shooting up the block. So it's over, man. You know, so we can't have nice things like, you know, like twerking in Mount Vernon. It's over. You know, I mean, the Monday nights at Sue's Rendezvous used to be legendary. Legendary. I mean, there were tapes. This is back in the day when tapes were passed around. You know, shout out to R. Kelly and his tape, allegedly. But, yeah, they used to pass tapes around of, like, stuff that used to go down in Sue's Rendezvous in Mount Vernon. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Woo. I remember, like, I shared this story online on Facebook. If you want to friend me, if somebody's just watching this or listening to me online, you can just friend me. Friend request me at Remick Benice on Facebook. But at 19, I went to Sue's Rendezvous, this was while I was in college, and I thought, like, oh, cool. Like, you know, I'm up here from break and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get in. And then come to find out, you got to be like 21 to get up in there. I did not know. They shut me down at the door. Oh, man. And I remember saying something close to the point of, like, I swear I said this. I was like, yes, but I am a gentleman. No, seriously, B. Look at me. We're all dressed. I'm wearing hard bottoms at the strip club. You know what I'm saying? I look like I'm dressed for school or like a choir meet or something like that. And I just want to, like, tip women dollar bills as they flash ass in my face. I'm just saying, I live that heathen lifestyle, and I applaud myself for it every day. You know? I'm okay with it. All right? You know, I look in the mirror and I'm okay with the man that I see looking back at me. All right. Boom. I love the 21 twerk salute. I'm okay with it. All right. Shout out to Dave Lester. What's going on? I see you, man. You all right? Boom. You out here in these streets. Yeah, man. But, oh, man, Sue's Rendezvous. I'm going to miss you. Like young men won't ever get to have the coming of age innocence broken of, like, going through Sue's Rendezvous, having a dancer come up to them and say, like, oh, daddy, would you like to buy me a champagne? Oh, my God, son. You ain't ever going to get that in your life. In your life. Well, not at Sue's Rendezvous. I mean, you know, Sin City is open, and they do okay, I guess. Sin City, let's see, where's the other one? Starlets and Queens. I hate Queens, but, you know, I like Starlets. So shout out to Starlets. I know too many strip clubs. Whatever. I appreciate these women because not everybody's going to pass the SAT. It is what it is. All right? We need to just be honest with ourselves out here. Okay? We need to be honest with ourselves. Oh, my God. It's been a riveting, riveting day. Oh, man. I might play just a little bit of music for you before I get to the beer of the day. Let's see what's going on here. Boom. I might go old school with a little Temptations. Boom, or not. It is what it is. Man, yo, this weather is going to get better in a second. It was like 81 degrees on Easter. Happy belated Easter, everybody, if you're just tuning in on Facebook Live. Boom, and I'm happy Easter to anyone out there who's just turning on the show for a second. Yeah, man, Easter was kind of warm out here. It was very ridiculous here in the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. It was about 81 degrees. I did nothing but sit on the couch. Hold on. I think I got a call on the line. Boom. Let me see if this works. Hold on. Stand by, people on Facebook Live. I might lose you. Hope not, but it is what it is. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello?
I got something to say, son.
Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Who is this? Talk to me.
Big Voodoo.
Hey, Voodoo, what's going on? Shout out to you. Boom, what's going on, sir?
What's up, man?
Talk to
not
me.
Not much, man. There is no little Voodoo. It hasn't been born yet.
No little Voodoo.
There's only big Voodoo.
Yo, man. Hey, what's going on with you? Talk to me.
Like, because I'm over here going back and forth, and some and people can't hear due to the fact that we got some limitations in this studio. Whatever, I know they can't hear you on the back and forth on Facebook Live, but whatever, man. We're just gonna keep going. But yeah, I know what's going on.
Just checking in, man.
Hi, man. Good. I'm gonna try to see if I can catch you this weekend. We'll see what's going on with you. All right.
Yeah, that's the plan, man.
All right, cool. I'll see you. Anything you want me to play anything or talk about anything? What's up? Because I got some things on my mind. No? Well, who's that? Is that Nikki in the back?
Loyalty by Kendrick Lamar.
Loyalty by Kendrick Lamar. All right, let me see if I can play it for you. All right, cool. Man, talk to you later.
Peace.
All right. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, going to play a little Loyalty by Kendrick Lamar a little later on. That'll be fun. Can't wait. Shout out to Voodoo and Nikki out there. Boom. What's going on? Sammy. Oh, shout out to L.A. Sammy, I'll be out in LA sometime in July, August. So I'll be hitting you up around then. We'll run the streets, you know, unless you can't run the streets and everything, cause you got a job and everything like that. Cause you got kids and everything. We can't go to Stevie's in Encino and see, a Bobby Brown on stage, but whatever. All right. Anyway. Let's talk about it. So Donald Trump had the Easter egg hunt on the White House lawn. Man, when he, you know, Donald Trump takes the word White House very, very like literally. I mean, because that was the whitest Easter egg hunt in the history of Easter egg hunts. Hold on, we got somebody else on the line. Who's calling in tonight? Everybody wants to call in and get a piece of this show. Okay, you're live on the air. Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Talk to me. Hello? All right. Maybe not. Good night. All right. Bye-bye. Anyway, what was I going to say? Yeah, so Donald Trump has decided, like, all right, for this White House egg hunt, it's going to be a whites party. And so he had all his white friends come out with his white babies, and it was pretty cool. Unlike a Barack party, you know, unlike a Barack and Michelle party where it was all inclusive, everybody could come down. You know what I'm saying? It was like a separate but equals party. That's all I have to say about that. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, I might lose some of you folks on Yeah, let's see. We'll talk to me.
Hello, you're live on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. What's talking to? Hello?
Hi, this is Carla.
Carla? Carla? Who?
Carla!
Who's Carla? I don't know no Carla. Girl, I told you.
No, I just caught the show.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Carla? How you doing? Boom. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. You okay? You chilling? You all right?
Go. I am chilling in my car, and I caught the Facebook.
Oh, okay.
That's part of the show.
Oh, okay.
And I noticed there was a comment about something why do fat girls think
we're talking to them? Yo, it's
yes.
What? Look, fat girls fat girls get love in my book. I don't care what you all the fat girls get love. First of all, they ain't fat. You know what I'm saying? There's just more to love. That's all there is. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the hips out there. Yes.
Fat and thick is pretty much the same nowadays.
Is that what they say? That's what's hot in the streets? Fat and thick are the same. So can we just come up with a new term and just say, are they thick? Are women thick?
Yeah.
Are we thick? Okay. So from now on, we are thick. We're just making it up. That's right. It's not like fuck. It's thick. So F-I-C-K. That's right. Thick. There you go. Or P-H-I-C-K. Like, is that it? Are we thick now? So damn, that girl thick as fuck. That's right. Oh. Yes. That's what we're doing. I think we just coined our new phrase here on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Oh my God. It's the butt word of the day. It's thick. Ladies and gentlemen, we've done it. Nigga, we made it. We just coined our first word of the day. Oh, it's thick. That's F-I-C-K or P-H-I-C-K. That's a mixture of fat and thick. All right? So
why can't it be the same thing?
Fat and
if you're thick.
Fat and thick can't be the same things. It's almost.
Why?
It can't. It's not. Is fat thing can't be the same thing. Same thing. It's like it's almost like KFC is not the same as Kansas City Fried Chicken. It's not the same thing. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Like
what? What's the difference? Because okay,
the difference is I paid a little more for KFC. There you go. You're gonna be all right. All right, lady. You going whoever you are, you are crazy as hell. All right.
Thank you.
I like your little laugh there, Carly. Yeah, all right. You stay humble like in your car on these roads, okay? All right.
Thank you.
All right, have a great night.
Yes, bye.
Bye. Whoa.
My God. Yes, we just quoted coined our first word of the day, thick. I did not know there was a difference between fat and thick, but now we do know that there's a word in between for all those who do not like the word fat. So shout out to the thick girls. Thick. That's right. The fat, thick girls. Let's see. Kendrick Lamar's. What was that song that you wanted to hear? Kendrick Lamar. I don't even remember. You know what? I'm gonna play something from Kendrick. We'll see what happens. Let's see. A humble. Oh yeah, Kendrick Lamar dropped an album out of nowhere. You know what? I'm sick and tired of people just dropping albums like they're trying to jump you with music. You know, like Beyonce did it. You know, I mean, Backstreet Boys got on stage out of nowhere. I don't know what Lady Gaga's doing out in Coachella, but she was like, "Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna play some new shit for you guys." Like, no. We came here for your old music. Play your old music. I mean, come on. Everybody's getting absurd with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's see. We got Kendrick Lamar, DNA. Is that it? I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to play DNA by Kendrick Lamar. I'm not sure if that's what you wanted, but that's what I'm playing. So we'll see what happens. We're going to be all right. Oh, man. Oh, so much more show to talk about. When we get back after music, I will be doing the beer of the day. Hopefully, I'll stop sweating by then, but I probably won't. We're just going to be talking that trash, man. Oh, man. It's been a hard day. It's been a hard day if your name was Bill O'Reilly, but whatever. You got money. You're going to be all right. Stop crying like a motherfucker. Anyway, oh, man. That's right. Fick. For all those who don't like the word fat, you are so dumb. Yes, I am. Boom. You know who's not dumb, though? Kendrick Lamar. Shout out to him, and here's DNA on Butt Sweat and Beers live. Oh, hold on. Jesus, what happened here? What happened here? Hold on. What happened? Boom. Oh.
News on police brutality with that line in the song, quote, and we hate the popo, want to kill us in the street.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, wish y'all shoot a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. All that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption scholars, fathers dead, with kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and exit lit mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna bleed this case. The reason my power's here. So
salute the truth and the prophecy.
Another dead nigga association.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside
my DNA.
This
is why I say that hip hop has done more damage to young and African Americans than racism in recent years.
This is my heritage, and I'm inheriting money and power that make it emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, but DNA an abomination. This how I just when you in the matrix, dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the filler, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, beaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eating four daughters, Brock wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretching to the fender, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never owned. I don't conversate, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to pull it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a freak, gonna be a freak. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDNA.
Inside my DNA, power shows inside my DNA. Give me some DNA. Gotcha. Real nigga in my DNA. Ain't no hole inside my
DNA. Oh, and that was live. Oh my God, that's right. That was DNA by everybody's favorite homeboy, Kendrick Lamar, who just dropped. Damn, son. Oh, that it was amazing. That was amazing. Oh, Kendrick, we love you. Oh, can't wait. He is amazing. Shout out to the guy, Kendrick Lamar. Man, just when I thought hip-hop was dead, Kendrick brought it back. Back from the dead, I tell you. Woo, it's good times. All right, it's a good time now to enjoy our frosty beer of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Natty Ice. Oh, my God. Natty Light, actually. It's Natty Light. That's right. It's cheap. It's $1.49, and it's from the bodega. Oh, my God. That's right. Natty Light. Because, oh, everybody, that's the sound of the smooth crack of the can of Natty Light after a long day. Don't you? It'll get you drunk. Anyway, moving forward with the rest of the show. It's been a lightning round of stuff, man. Damn, son. Yes, I felt the same way you did. That's right. I felt the same way you did. I heard that song. I heard Kendrick, and I was like, man, this dude, he just don't care. He's got the Grammys now, so he's like, hey, screw everything. We good now. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Natty Light. You know why? Because it was on sale. That's right. All right. Shout out to the clearance rack of beer at the bodega. That's right. There you go. I ain't fancy. I'm not fancy like that. Okay. You know. Yes. I like me a little duck confit sometimes at brunch. But sometimes I just like going in and saying, hey, could you show me to your finest beer for $1.25 or less? Sometimes I'm like that. You know. That's right. Sometimes I like a little duck confit with cheap beer. It's okay. I will drink a High Life with a bone-in ribeye because I'm a gentleman like that. That's right. Know this. Know this. Know this. Oh, my God. Woo, it's been a lively day. It's been a lively, lively day. You know, all that's missing from this day is the Russian piss tapes. Oh, my God. Yo, when are we going to get the Russian piss tapes, please? Who do I got to scream at? Huh? Come on already. Let's end this thing. Jeez, man. He's getting orange by the minute. And as orange as he gets, his confidence goes higher. I mean, look at him. He was thinking and talking into a chocolate piece of cake and forgetting countries. God, I hate that motherfucker. Oh, my God. Oh, man. You know, man.
Hey, Maya, shout out to you. Mwah, see you, girl. Bo, hey, we'll speak to you soon. They don't store it in the fridge. It's in the cooler under the counter. That's right. They don't store it. That, like, these beers are warm usually. I like me a nice little room temperature beer. Sometimes they'll cut at least 50% off that price. You know what I'm saying? You might get that that tall boy beer if it's warm. You might get it for like 75 cents or a dollar. I'm just saying. You just got to talk to Ahmed, you know? Ayo, Ak. Oh, Ak's not here? Ayo, Black Ak. That's right. There's two Aks. There's Ak, and then there's Black Ak. Don't get them. There's two. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever get them twisted, all right? Like, Ak runs the store. Black Ak is like, you know, he's here from Yemen for a little bit. But whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he smokes a little bit. I don't know. I'm not in Black Ak's business. You know, he's got a picture of him, like, shooting an AK-47 back in the day. Who knows? No judgments from me. All right? I don't know nothing. All right? I didn't see nothing. What? I don't know nothing about no banana clip. I'm here to pick up, you know what I'm saying, some hot beer and some banana leaf to roll up some stuff. Oh, shout outs to the Merry Litmus Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, today's date is April the 19th. Ho ho! Which means, tomorrow. It'll be the great American smoke. Oh, it'll be the great smoke out of our lives, I tell you. If you smoke, great. If you don't. If you like to eat stuff that you can smoke, then do it. If you can't because you're going to get piss test, then don't. Whatever. Anyway, all I'm going to say is legalize it. All right. Boom. So shout out to Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, Peter Tosh, all the dreadman them in the yard, all them with the chalice have it burn them. I said the chalice burn good. All right. Yeah. I felt like we just had mediocre sex for about a half hour or so. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to do a better show for you guys, but I don't know. I'm doing my best. Anyway. Boom. I'm gonna see what we can do for you next week. So let's wrap up the show the right way that we can. What did we learn today, folks? That, you know, people leaving the pullout gang every day. So once again, rest in peace, Mello, for leaving the pullout gang. Serena Williams, rest in peace for leaving the pullout gang. Oh man, all of you out here who're not sure, but chances are you might be out of the pullout gang. Rest in peace to y'all too. Oh man, I'm still part of the pullout gang. I feel so alone up in here. Man. Yeah, since when is 30 minutes mediocre? You know, you're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, you know, if you go 30 minutes hard, chances are you should be on an Olympic squad somewhere. Like, you are doing some really, really good calisthenics. Woo! Like, your back strong. Like, all that pushing and heaving. For what? For about 4, 5, 6 inches of shoving in there. Whatever. Anyway, do you. You be all right. Boom. Shout out to Suze. I see you. Can I get my nose back when I see you? Whatever. I got my nose. My nose is great. My nose is strong. Look at it. Anyway. Oh, man. Yeah, but shout out to everybody who's going to be celebrating tomorrow on the 20th of April. It's going to be wonderful. All right. Smoke responsibly or eat edibles responsibly. It's okay. All right, boom. Nope. Yes, I got my nose. Smoke responsibly, drink responsibly. Do everything responsibly. Chill out. You know what I'm saying? Be slow to anger. Because if you're not, you wind up like Aaron Hernandez up in the jail, son. And you don't want that. I don't want that for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes I feel like if I was that dude's friend, I'd have been like, yo, chill. You about to throw away $40 million. You want to do that? All just so because you want to be hot in the streets? You idiot. Everybody needs a friend like me. I'm telling you. You know, everybody needs a sensible Haitian like me in their lives. That's what they need. That's right. I'm offering my services out there. Remick, the sensible Haitian. Why you do this, my friend? Come on. Hey, I talk to you. Okay? You come out here, you do this stupid thing. I say no. No to you. This is not what you want. You are a gangster. Oh, you are Puff Daddy? No, you not. Okay? Fix your life. That's, and there you go. That's my motivational speech for all of you out there. You know, you on couch? Oh, you have two legs? You're still on couch? No, you walk. You walk. You do something with your life. Okay? I see you, my friend. All right. There you go. Oh, man. Yeah, I know you didn't know. Remy Benice, motivational Haitian speaker. That's right. Okay. I'll be opening the OK My Fwen tour this summer. I'm also good for small speaking engagements. I can go up to your house, speak to your kids and everything like that. Oh, you do not like Wi-Fi? Oh, okay, you go to library, you read book. Oh, you don't know? Oh, you're too good. Okay, my friend, I show you what the problem. I show you, you think you have problem in your life. Oh, I show you problem, okay? Stupid. Anyway, yeah, that's right. I'm all about the Haitian motivational speaker. That's right. I come to your house and I sweat on your kids for a little bit like that. And I tell those little assholes like what's going on, okay? Oh, you have toy? You don't like to clean your room? Oh, I tell you, I fix everything, okay? You talk to me. Talk to me. Anyway, and scene. Oh, man, folks. You've all been freaking awesome and whimsical and amazing and magenta and quasi-mathematical and verbose and loquacious and all that stuff. You know. But our time has come to pass. And what can we say but alas? I'm just one man in the room. But I'll be back, so I'll see you soon. I don't know why I'm rhyming. I feel like Willy Wonka or something like that. I'm like the worst. Be the worst Willy Wonka. I'm the worst Willy Wonka in the room, motherfucker. Oh, man. I leave you with the words of Bobby Schmeldel. Mitch caught the body about a week ago. All right? I want you to think about that. You know what I'm saying? You know, as I leave you all. Anyway, all right, be good. Stay loose. I'll talk to you soon, all right? Boom. If Trump wants to get on the good side of Black America, he's going to free Bobby Shmurda before this thing is come and gone. Anyway, you've all been wonderful. Happy Kwanzaa!
And Chewy on some hot nigga. Like I talked to Shicey when I shot niggas. Like you seen him twirl, then he drop, nigga. And we keep the mind millies on my block, nigga. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop, niggas. And we be wildin', he some hot, nigga. Tones known to get busy with them clocks, nigga. Try to run down and you could catch a shot, nigga. Running through these checks till I pass out. And shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a hoe, get up on my trap house. I've been selling cracks since like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. Jaja told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I goes all out. Shorty love the way that I floss out. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no pussy cats inside my dog house. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free fan on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot. Send a drop on him. She gon' call me up and I'ma sick the highs on him. Grammy Savage, that's what we are. Grammy Shooters dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS for my gun squad. And bitch, if it's a problem, we gon' gun brawl. Shots popping up the AR. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with AJ.